Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Welcome to you.
Can sip with us. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley. Are you sipping on anything?
Yeah, I am. I'm sipping on, so I have this little hack. I'm sipping on a iced coffee from Starbucks, which is cheap, right? You get an iced coffee from Starbucks. I've been drinking it the whole time.
I mean, yeah, it looks like how many hours old is that thing? I mean, that looks like
very old.
It looks like what has happened is you're drinking just like you drank the whole drink and then there was ice and it melted and it just kind of,
it's possible.
It's like all that's left is just the ice that melted that's mixed with the like tiny bit of coffee that was left in that cup.
Yeah, there's just dripping like a waterfall off the sides too because all that ice melted and then like condensation on the outside.
Right.
So it's like the drips are hitting my leg and it's really refreshing.
So what's your hack? Your hack is to just let the ice melt and then you get a second round.
Yeah. Let me tell you how you can really save at Starbucks. You make it last forever. You drink it the same thing for 3 days.
You just keep putting ice in the cup.
That's exactly right. You just leave a hint of coffee.
Leave 1 milliliter down there.
Fill her with ice.
Put ice in it. Let it
Make
melt.
It stretch.
Boom.
Well, we were recording for Patreon before this.
Yeah, we were. But you said you had a hack, didn't you? Do you actually have a hack?
Of course
do I
do.
I have a hack. Okay,
I
so what is it? What
promise
is this
a hack and not deliver on a hack. So right, you order an iced coffee, which is cheap, right?
Right.
But then you top it. You ask for caramel drizzle on the top, which is the same caramel sauce that they put in the fancy $4 or $5.
I know.
And it Well, they usually just give it to you for free. What you do is you order the – this is a strategy. You say, I'd like an iced coffee. And then you say, and can I get just – and you kind of have to – you have to say it just like this. And could I get just a little – I'm wincing my eyes and I'm holding like – take just a little drizzle of that caramel sauce on top.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
It's that emoji that's doing the okay symbol. Have you ever seen it like zoomed in and you're it's like you're this close. That's what you're doing right now. It's like, can I get just a little
tiny – And tiny, you make yourself really small. You scrunch up your little shoulders. You know, you smile. Can I just a little of the caramel drizzle on top and you kind of make the drizzle. Then you could do the drizzle with your hand. And they say they kind of look at you and they don't know how to punch it into the machine. So then they just say, okay, yeah, we can do that. And then you
and then
go
your
to
home
the,
free sister.
Not quite yet. Then you go to the collector's thing, right? The at the side where they bring you the where you collect your coffee. Like if you're ordering
it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because I was thinking you were about to tell me like, you know, you drive up to the next window where you pay. And I'm like, so you're doing this whole song and dance in the car.
Not a chance. This is an inside job. So then you're inside the Starbucks and you're next to the barista and you start making conversation. That's when you have to make the short talk, right? And you're chit-chatting away, and then they get to your drink. And they know it's your drink because you kind of look a little more interested. You make eyes. And then you say, oh, I love that caramel sauce. And they go to town for you.
wonderful.
It's wonderful. And you can do the same song and dance every time. And you could actually see the caramel drizzle still on the top of my lid.
Right on the
top
of your lid.
So when you're done 4 days later drinking your coffee, you pop off the top and you lick the caramel sauce. Mm-hmm. There you go, folks. I think we can call this episode a wrap.
Do you put milk in yours? Cream?
I put a little cream. Yeah, I cream it up.
Like half and half cream? What do you do?
Yeah, I put a little half and half in there. Yeah. Cream pie, not too much. Got it.
Not too much.
Not too much.
Too much.
Not too little. You know, can't look.
Just the right amount. It's the perfect amount.
I put just the perfect amount of cream. And you're drinking. Go ahead.
I'm drinking another kombucha.
Okay.
This one I hadn't seen either. I got it at Trader Joe's. It's Cayenne-ade.
Ooh.
Remember I had strawberry lemonade last time? It's Cayenne-ade. That was my first sip of it. And hold on, please.
And? Everybody,
hold.
Seems like it would be cleansing. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's going to move some things down and around.
That is refreshing, actually. I like,
is it?
I like the hit on the back of the throat where it's like,
oh, yeah.
You know, punching you kind of.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you know, that burn. And
burn, baby, this burn.
Is, but it's sweet still. This is great. I'm really into this. Yeah. I'm into that.
Cayenne.
So kombucha, GT's kombucha Cayenne-ade. Got it at the old Trader Joe's.
All right. Awesome.
Hey, are you hungover?
I'm super hungover from an epic week last week on the pod. So last week, by the time you guys are listening to this, we had our official launch of Patreon. So Patreon is live now. There's just a billion episodes for you to go listen to over on Patreon.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Like 100 billion.
We just recorded this week's right before this one. And it was also phenomenal. Like, it's so fun recording those. Those are the best. Yeah.
Yeah. Uncut, loose. Go to patreon.com/youcansipwithus. But also, we had our most listened to podcast ever last week with our first guest, Erica. And the hangover from all you, like, I think we might have broken, well, we broke records on most listened to episode ever.
Yeah.
And probably the most messages ever, because the messages that were coming in from all of you who listened to it, who this podcast resonated with, it was kind of, it blew me away. Like, a lot of you connected up with Erica on this episode.
Yeah.
So I wrote her an email, her and her publicist.
Great.
And I just said, like, hey, thank you. You know, this was awesome. We really enjoyed the conversation. And I told her we need to have her back sometime.
Yeah. I already have more questions for her.
Me too.
I need to start writing them down though, because I forgot them. But just yesterday I was thinking, God, yeah, I need to ask her this.
And I was thinking too, it would be fun before she comes on next time to let people know, and then people could message us if there's like burning questions from the squad that they want to know, you know?
Wait, so did they reply?
Yes. So they replied and they said, you know, Erica had the best time too, that she really loves our SIP squad, like she saw and felt, I think, how much people resonated. Maybe people were messaging her directly or following her and stuff. And she said she would love to come back.
Oh my gosh. That makes me happy. She could be our resident medium, you know?
Yes. So, and I guess, you know, for us, we don't want to make this, I don't want to knock any podcast down, but some podcasts you go to, it's like all they do is just talk to guests and it's just sort of like the same old, same old. Ash and I made a really conscious decision to keep this just with the squad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That said, if any of you listening to this would have a guest as powerful as Erica, or like not a medium, but like something like super cool that the squad would find fascinating, or like if you know like a celebrity that would be cool, like I don't know, if you know anyone, let us know. Our guests will be very far and few between, but I thought that was kind of fun to switch it up.
Yeah.
So that said,
I love that.
I want to play two messages.
Okay, yeah, because we asked people to call in. I forgot, yeah.
Oh, who? We just got a new voicemail.
Oh.
I'm just going to.
Is it a spirit?
I'm just going to play this because it literally just came in as we were talking. This might not have anything. I picked out two voicemails as a follow-up from Erica's message, but I just kind of am feeling like I should play this one.
Yeah, it seems like the timing is right.
Okay, hold on.
Excited. I've never done this before. This is kind of strange to just randomly leave a message, but I've been watching you and listening since the day you came out. My name is Andy. I'm from Illinois, and I just got done listening to the most recent You Can Spirit With Us, and I thought it was really, really amazing and super interesting, and I loved it. I love all your shows. I spread them out through the week because they give me such joy to listen to be honest, and it's the one podcast that I listen to that isn't business or health related. And so it's just for me and it's just for fun. And so, yeah, just wanted you to know that. Thank you. Bye.
That was nice.
Aww, thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, let me find these other two.
I also feel like that is a big compliment because I am also the person who doesn't really listen to podcasts for fun.
Yeah.
I just listen for like purpose. So I feel like that sounds like what she does. And then she's still making time for us, which is a very big compliment.
And I love how she prefaced it with, I never normally do this because I can totally relate. Like, who, yeah, you know, but right. We want you guys to call in. We love hearing from you. And also call us with like your random questions that you want to know or random ass shit.
Yeah.
We haven't done that. This is anything. An official call out for call us and ask us anything. The more random, the better.
The better.
And we'll answer it on the pod. Okay. Here we go. Here's another one. Just Erica follow up, man.
Hey, ladies. I am one of your biggest fans. I'm Vicky from Philly. And I was listening to today and got all of the feels. So last June, I lost my best friend to a tragic hiking accident, and I feel her presence all of the time, and I get the craziest signs. So after today, I wanted to look up a medium that was legit in Philly because I assumed that Erica was from the Oregon area since that's where you guys record. And I looked it up and she is in the Philly area. So I just took that as even a bigger sign that my best friend is trying to tell me something. So I already booked an appointment and a reading with Erica, and I just cannot wait. Thanks for all you guys do. You bring light to, you know, topics that aren't necessarily the most easy to talk about or most, you know, well-known and liked, but I just love what you guys do. Love listening to you. Cannot wait for the new episodes to drop. I will be binge listening to all of them. Keep doing you. See ya. Bye.
So
that's
awesome. I wanted to play this one because when we booked Erica, I originally was very selfish about it. I was just like, oh, I can't wait to do this.
Yeah,
and then
right.
When the pod played, I thought maybe this had nothing to do with us. I mean, and this had, I mean, or it had a lot to do with us. But then also how many people listened to this?
Yeah.
That it connected them with Erica. And I got goosebumps hearing that voicemail because, yes, your best friend.
And them with their spirits.
Yes.
Like, you know, yeah.
Yes. And I thought that was so cool that she lives in Philly, that Erica lives in Philly, that she's going to be able to go in and like.
That's so rad.
So rad. And such a sign from your bestie. Yeah. And if you feel comfortable, because readings are very, very personal, call us back and let us know how it went.
Yeah. When you go. I mean, it'll be a few months because she's booking out into September now.
Yeah.
But when you go, call us and let us know how it was and what your bestie said.
Yeah. And she's with you, like, no doubt about it. If I died tomorrow, I would haunt Ashley, like, in a funny way. In a funny way.
She said you wouldn't haunt me. She said you would only show me you were there.
Yeah, but I would do that in a very annoying way. I would do that.
Oh, you would?
Oh, for sure. In ways that would make you laugh.
You know what? You know what? Well, that's debatable. Because I wonder, you know how I asked her about what's going on in Revy's room?
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, there's your grandma's checking on her. And I want to be like, grandma, check on her, but stop turning all of her shit off because it's really messing with her sleep cycle. You know, I have to go up there. I got to turn the machine on. And I didn't remember this until later, but there's been lights. Her closet light has been turned on one time. And the lights in her bedroom have been turned on one time in the middle of the night when she's napping, when she's sleeping. And so I want to be like, hey, Mamu, because that's who we think it is. Hey, Mamu, love that you love Rev. Could you not be messing with her shit? Because we could really use the sleep, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So it's just like, call. If you're going to do funny things, maybe just don't do funny things to the kids when they're sleeping, you know?
No, only to you.
Right.
Only to you.
Yeah.
But
like maybe when I'm driving, make it so I don't have control of the wheel.
Yeah. There you go.
You know?
See, like little things like that.
It's like minor things.
Yeah. You're going to go to make like a liquid IV Marg and I'm just going to spill the tequila over and you'll cry. That'll be funny.
Yeah.
That'll
be funny.
That'll be so good.
Yeah.
All right. So last one here. This one's actually funny. This-
you know what I think? If either one of us die, let's tell each other. I think that we're going to randomly have to be playing things like at random times that New Year's Day song from Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So that's our friendship song. So
if we die, that's our pact. Yeah. That's our friendship song, guys.
Yeah. Okay, ready? You know? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Okay, this one is some kind of shit that you and I would do. Hold on.
Hey, my name is Megan, and I just listened to your episode today, and I loved it. Such crazy information. But I have a story. I'll try to make it quick. My grandma and I were super, super close, and she always loved my long hair, always played with it, always would get so mad if I ever said I was going to cut it, just wanted me to always have long hair. And she passed away January of the year I was graduating college, and that summer I went to go chop my hair, like the shortest I've ever done it. And I kid you not, the minute the scissors went up to take the big cut, like to cut a chunk off, the fire alarm in the building goes off and we have to evacuate. And from what I heard, they don't know why it went off or what caused it. Everything was fine. But I knew why. It was definitely my grandma. Aww. And she was definitely telling me, don't you dare cut that hair. And it's so something she would have done. But anyway, that's my short story. The episode today was so interesting, so cool. I loved everything about it. Thank you, guys.
Isn't that? I mean, okay.
Wow.
I feel like we're keeping this hangover pretty light. Obviously, death is traumatic and so sad.
Devastating.
Mm-hmm. And your world stops on its axis. But what I think is really cool about last week was a lot of you got comfort or kind of became more in tune with signs that maybe, you know, the spirits who are guiding you you are telling you. And then that story, you know, when you can remember your loved ones or things they would have done and smile and laugh, that's actually really beautiful because it's so hard. So I loved that one. I loved that your grandma pulled that fire alarm, man.
And oh my gosh.
You are not cutting that hair.
Yeah. What a woman, man.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yep. Me too. All right.
I got a lot of messages, actually. People really liked your question about Ben and Chris's dad.
Oh, yeah.
That really resonated with a lot of people who have had kids and are really sad that they didn't get to meet someone earthside that meant a lot to them. Mm-hmm. And that just brought them a lot of comfort knowing that they have in fact met them and like have a relationship and stuff.
Yeah. And that they're still with them.
So, yeah. That they're still with them. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. I thought that was, anyway. When I heard it back, I cried again. So I just thought that was just, I don't know, special.
It was a really good episode. So we're glad you guys liked it too. You know what else is really good?
Tell me.
Two that I wanted to tell you guys about. You guys, we already know you like listening to things because you're listening to this right now. You like putting things in your ears that you can hear. And we've got your number. Audible is here for you. Audible's got your number too. I listen to Audible pretty much every day of my life. And it's basically books read a lot of times. I feel like they're doing this more and more by the author of the book. So you can multitask. You can be listening, reading a book while you're cooking, while you're walking the dog, while you're getting ready, while you're doing your makeup, like whatever. And it's something that's really, it's something that's just made my life easier. And I also love when it is read by the author, especially if the book is by someone that you know. Like, you know, I love that Michelle Obama read her book, Becoming. I love that one of the books that I read recently or listened to recently was Can't Hurt Me. I've talked about it before, by David Goggins. Like when he reads it, you like really feel connected to the author. And the other thing that's really cool about some books, more than just when you read it, they sometimes ad lib. So like actually with the David Goggins book with Can't Hurt Me, he's like he has someone that actually reads the book, but then they do these off thing interviews and he'll like elaborate more on certain stories that are told in the book, or a lot of Gary Vee, he'll do that. He'll be like, okay, and this is off script here, but blah, 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 blah. And so that's another thing that I love about them. But anyway, as if you didn't already know, Audible's the jam.
Dude, right now as a new mom, breastfeeding, keeping track of a baby, I don't have hands right now. My hands are just constantly tied up.
They're gone.
I feel like I don't have hands and I feel like I don't have time, but with Audible, I'm still able to consume books and content and things that are enriching my life because it is in my ears and it makes all the difference. So listen up, Amazon Prime members. By the way, who's not on Amazon Prime?
Yeah,
that's the slammest dunk of all time. Yeah. For a limited time, you can start an Audible membership and save 66 66% on your first 3 months. That's $30 off. That's like getting 3 months for the price of one. You'll pay $4.95 per month for the first 3 months. After that, it's only $14.95 a month. That couldn't be more worth it. This is a offer that is only valid until July 31st.
Just this month.
You've got until July 31st, so you better hop to it, pals.
Hop to it. And all you have to do is visit audible.com/SIP, S-I-P, or you can text SIP to 500-500 and get started today.
That's audible.com/SIP or text SIP to 500-500. Get started ASAP.
Woo woo. All right.
All right. Let's get into what you need to know. I'm going to start. This is a quickie. This is a TV quickie. Did you know that Stranger Things new season is out now?
No.
Okay. A lot of people don't because it usually airs in the fall.
Oh.
So this is a summer launch. And usually in the last two seasons of Stranger Things, the time of the year has fit where the characters are. It's like fall and kind of dark. I guess I haven't started watching it, but it's like in the summer. The kids are a little bit more grown up. I'm going to start watching it tonight, but it's getting really good reviews.
It always does, I feel like.
It always does, yeah. But Stranger Things season 3 out now if you need something to watch, bring in a little summer vibe to you. So, Ash,
did you watch Mosaic?
I did, and I loved it. Because
you started. Okay, you did. Okay. I know you started.
Yeah, I did watch Mosaic. Sorry. I binged it like in one day.
Yeah, it's so good, right?
We ripped through that like a tornado.
Were you also a little bit like, that ending, not sure?
Yeah. I mean, I gotta say there were some moments in it where I was just like, all right. But overall, as a collective piece, really well enjoyed done. It.
Yeah. And also remember how I said, oh, it's a nobody in there. I didn't recognize anyone. Turns out the lead actress is Sharon Stone. So that's kind of a
You said Sharon Stone something. Last time, I feel like.
No, I did not.
You didn't?
No, because I did not know that that was Sharon Stone until I told my parents about it. And then they were like, oh, yeah, there's Sharon Stone. And I was like, oh. I didn't even know.
Interesting.
Anyway. All right. So a question. You guys know I have to be gluten-free, which is actually kind of like, you know, when people are like, if you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be? It would be that I could eat gluten. I absolutely hate it. It's just lame. And so I've been getting more people saying to me, hey, I just found out I'm gluten-free or I'm gluten intolerant or whatever. I have to eat like gluten conscious. So what do I do? I don't even know where to start. And I remember feeling also pretty overwhelming when I first learned about it. Turns out there's actually a lot of things you can eat. There's a shit ton of stuff that they put gluten in. And I don't have celiacs. So like I can eat things that, you know, like I can have French fries, even if it's fried in the same oil as regular French fries. Some people are very, very sensitive. Celiacs, you know, obviously this is not going to apply to you. But if you have a gluten intolerance or sensitivity, I wanted to share with you some of the things that I've found that are really great. And they're gluten-free or they're, you know, easy, like you can have them.
Friendly.
Okay. So first of all, I forgot to put this on this list, but I'm going to start with it. Almost all Mexican beers are gluten-free. Corona, really? Pacifico, Tecate, Modelo, like, and I Googled it. And so what's constituted as gluten-free in Oregon, like a gluten or in the US, gluten-free beer is less than 20, I think it's PPM is what it's called, like less than 20 PPM. Now, most beers have like 20,000, but all Mexican beers that I've Googled and researched about have like less than 20 PPM. So while they don't say like gluten-free beer, they're pretty much all, and I drink them no issue. So you should know that because that's actually been really heartbreaking to not be able to really drink beer.
And all those beers are delicious as well.
They're all great, especially in the summer. Like it's great summer drinking. One of my favorite meals to have pretty much, if you get corn tortillas, pretty much all tacos are gluten-free. I mean, you got to check. Sometimes there's like certain things, like sometimes pork has like a casing on it that has gluten, but generally tacos are safe if you do corn tortillas. So that's like my favorite thing to eat. Almost all chips.
Oh.
Potato chips, like corn chips, those are almost all safe. You can snack on those. And then I'm just going to run through a quick thing. Risotto. If you're craving like pasta, risotto, it's just rice, but it gets like creamy like that and it's kind of tastes pasta-y. Risotto.
Delicious.
Domino's Pizza has pretty good gluten-free pizza. I if there's somewhere we always, or if there's like John's favorite food is pizza. So if we're somewhere and we can do it gluten-free, we always do it. They're hit and miss, you know, gluten-free baked goods are not always the bomb, but Domino's is pretty good. And that's like a chain everywhere. Okay, so Sour Patch Kids. There's a lot of candy. My favorite candy is licorice. Mm. Bummer thing is there's gluten in that. But Sour Patch Kids are safe. The Glutino Oreos. I don't know if I've talked about those before. Glutino is a really good brand. I've seen them at Costco. I get mine at Safeway. But they have like pretzel, all kinds of things. And they're really good. So Glutino is a great brand. Rice Krispie Treats from Starbucks.
Oh, the best.
Those,
oh my God, my mouth is watering.
Are a dream come true. So if you're on the road and you want a little pick me up, you know, swing into Starbucks, do Colleen's little hack. The little, does that, you know what? Do you guys just have a little?
Just a little,
did you just get a little bit?
Little caramel drizzle on top.
And then.
Oh, I love that caramel drizzle.
Oh, God. Give it to me. So, yeah, that's the 1-2 punch. And then the third punch is going to be the Rice Krispie Treats. Cheerios. Yeah. Are gluten-free. Mm. Not all cereal, but Cheerios. And I also put Nut Thin crackers. So if you're like a cheese and cracker kind of girl, Nut Thins are so freaking good.
They're bomb.
They're like the best. Like if I weren't gluten-free, I would still buy those. So that's kind
of just I buy them and I'm not gluten-free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of a hodgepodge of whatever, but there's lots of things that you can eat. I know it feels overwhelming when you find out about a dietary issue, and it is overwhelming at first, but you'll get more comfortable. You'll get more confident with it. You'll realize it's not the end of the world. You know, you'll still feel sad sometimes. Like I was really craving licorice today. I feel sad. I can't have it. There is some gluten-free licorice. I don't know where it is. I've heard about it. You'll get through it, guys.
Do you do Thrive Marketplace? Mm. It sounds like an ad. Mm. It's not, but do you do Thrive?
I'm just about to start. They actually...
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen so many people do it and I've been really wanting to. So they actually reached out and said, awesome. Hey, do you want to try this? And so I was like, yeah.
Do it. Yeah.
I do.
So okay. I've used Thrive for a while. And what's cool about Thrive is if you're doing gluten-free or you're doing paleo or you're doing something like this, right? They have all this kind of stuff. It's an online grocery store and then you can put filters on it. So you can say, only show me things that are gluten-free, and they have so much. And it's very affordable, and it's very fast to ship it and stuff. Again, it sounds like an ad. It's not.
No.
But I've really enjoyed it. So. Okay.
Good.
And then, the other thing about Rice Krispie Treats, Starbucks is bomb. The other place, do you know Noodles? The
Noodles & Co.
chain? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Noodles & Co. has the best Rice Krispie Treats as well.
Oh, really?
They're like huge and soft and amazing.
Okay.
So
also, this is a total random thing. Just wherever you are, ask for gluten. Like if you're out to eat, you can ask for gluten for your gluten-sensitive menus. A lot of times people have it, or they'll, you know, be able to say like, here's what you can do. At Disney, they were not advertised. I think I've talked about this on a pod before, but we went to Disney and I asked, do you have any gluten-free treats? Because they had all these amazing looking baked goods, and they had this cookie that was the best cookie I've ever had, probably in my life, and it was gluten-free. So if you're going to Disney, there's options for you there too.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right, Ash, I got something that everybody needs to know.
Lay it on me.
Well, not everybody, but they're two baby products. Are they two baby products? What did I write here? Oh, they are two baby products. Okay. So the first one is a swaddle that I saw. I know what this note is. It's Instagram, because you guys know I'm an Instagram sucker, right? So on Instagram, they know that I have a baby. So now everything is like, these things will help you do X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, bye, because I'm desperate. Mm-hmm. Like I would murder for an extra hour of sleep. Yeah. Like I would do a lot of things, right? Mm-hmm. So One of the heavy hitters that's been coming up in Instagram for me is the Nested Bean Swaddle.
Yes.
It's basically a swaddle that has like a little bean bag support on the top of the baby's chest. It's supposed to make it feel
like it's weighted.
Comforting, like,
right?
Yeah, like it would be like your hand on their chest or something. So yeah, it's this little weighted swaddle. They claim that after a couple nights using it, you'll get more sleep, right? Okay. Purchased. They got their hook, line, and sinker with me. They have a sleep sack and a swaddle. I bought the swaddle. And I'm for sure going to buy the sleep sack for when he's older and can't be swaddled anymore. But we started using it. The thing works. He loves it. We use it at night. We do a double swaddle. So we do the Nested Bean swaddle, and then we put him in the built-in Snoo swaddle. And it jumped us from like 3 hours to 5 hours after 2 days. And that's a big deal. That's major, major, major. And it's been consistent. And we put him in this little Nested Bean swaddle and it calms him like right down. We only use it at night, but he like knows it's bedtime and he loves it. So I just think that Everyone should know about it. It'd be a great gift idea. It's been wonderful. And then from a clothes perspective, so Ash gifted me Bond's Wonder Suit. She's talked about these before.
Love it.
Like, okay, so good. Comfortable, easy to put on, fits him great. I have already gone on their website and bought more things. Another clothes company that we really love right now for him, Magnetic Me. You saw it while you were here. Yeah. It's like super soft. It was gifted to us from a friend. I went on their website and bought more. They're like super soft and cozy. They wash really well, and they're just little magnets. So things that are just so easy to put on and take off, because he's at the stage of having blowouts now, which is, we're going through a lot of outfits.
Yeah.
So Bond's Wonder Suits and Magnetic Me's, he's going to be living in those for a while. Okay.
Yeah. And that those Magnetic Me's were literally some of the softest thing I've ever felt. Like,
it's so soft and cozy. Yeah. And even though they're onesies, like in the summer, they're light, you know, so they're still like,
yeah,
really breathable and stuff.
Yes. Speaking of babies.
Yeah.
And oh, my God. Baby things. We've got some news, folks.
Major news that we announced over on Patreon last week. Patreon's always going to hear stuff first. It's just how it is, man. So you got to get on there.
That's the raw, real deal over there. And we also felt like those were the, like, the ride or dies that deserve to know first, you know? Turns out I'm pregnant. Turns out we've got another, like, Call and I had big plans for this summer to drink together. So we still have not, since there's been a podcast, we have not drank together. Well, actually we have, time. Was I ever drinking? I don't remember. Was I drinking after you had, because I feel like there were a couple episodes where you didn't drink after you had, actually I think there was one episode we did drink together. But then
it may be that, one.
Like, I had wine or something and you had beer, only one. And we had big plans for all the sipping together. Turns out,
oh my God,
the spirits had bigger plans for us. And
that are even better.
Right. No, it's exciting.
Yeah, the best.
It's exciting. It's super early still. But, you know, we talked about this. Someone asked us, like, what do I do? How do I, like, you remember that girl was like going on girls weekend. She's like, what do I do? I don't want to tell people, or how do I handle it? And I'm like, also, if you don't care, tell people. Because what I decided was, generally people wait until 12 weeks to tell because the risk of miscarriage goes down. But I was like, first of all, I like to be really transparent. And however I am in the moment, I like to be that way on social media. I like to let everybody into my world. And so I feel like I'm hiding this thing. I'm hiding something from you, Sip Squad, which has just been like really hard.
Torture. Yeah.
And I also know that if something happens with this baby and it's not going to work out, one, I have more comfort because of what Erica said. And two, because I've already had I had a miscarriage before Rev. And I believe that there was no spirit that joined that body yet. It was probably Rev, and she was waiting for this body that she's in now. So I have comfort with that. But I also know I will want to talk about that too. So I don't want there to be secrets. And we just had to make sure we told all of our family and all the people first. But now we're telling you guys because you guys need to know. That's what's going on.
And if you don't know what Erica said, there was a question during the Erica interview that Ashley asked her. We aired that part over on Patreon as well.
Yeah.
But it's so exciting. And then tell them about the math with when you found out, like, how it aligns with.
Okay.
It's crazy.
So first of all, you guys should go listen to the Patreon thing because it's great. But she did say, which was shocking, she's like, I see you with three babies in your arms. That's one thing that's really weird. And so we talked about that over there. And I'm like, well, that sounds impossible. So I potentially could be pregnant with twins because I'm like, I'm not doing another pregnancy. I have no idea how I'm having three kids. But we kind of hashed that out. And she talked about that with me. And then we did the math. And, you know, they track your pregnancy back to the first date of your last period. And the first date of my last period was May 8th. And then you ovulate like 2 weeks later, which is basically, we've tracked it to the day pretty much that I, as Colleen, was bringing Ben out into this planet,
pushing my final push.
Her final push, I was being implanted with this sperm.
The final push of the baby into your uterine wall.
Yes. It's literally insane that it was like, I mean, because what's Ben's birthday again?
May 21st.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly,
to the second.
Because I also know, you know, when John and I had sex. So it's like,
yeah,
you know.
You're like, oh, Colleen. Oh, wait, never mind. That's not how it works. I was like, oh, Colleen's in labor. Let's have sex. But it would have been before. You're like, oh, Colleen's going to be in labor 2 weeks from now. Let's have sex. Right? A week from now. Wait, what? Never mind. I've got this all turned around.
Okay, so my ovulation window, let me see if I can. Yeah. I have this app, you guys. Also, if you're trying to get pregnant and you don't have a period tracker app, you should, because there's like a window that you can, you know, like ovulate. Okay, so June. Okay, so I was May, right. Okay, so I was ovulating like the 16th through the 20th. So that's right. Like the window that we had sex, right?
And then it implanted.
But then it takes some time to implant. Yes. So yes. I found out May 30th, I think, was the day that I found out. Because that's when we recorded a podcast. And that's – is that right? When I started the – I was day one of the cleanse. I think it was May 30th.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, it's crazy, just so nuts.
The timing is crazy.
It's divine.
So
divine.
We have done a perfect swap, a role reversal.
She passed the baton.
So now I'm going to be drinking double because
you've got to.
When I was pregnant, you held it down real good.
I really did.
I will not let you down with this. I am going to make you proud. And you're going to make me proud because you are growing our next one.
I'm going to make our next baby.
This is like, we are really expanding the brood.
Yes.
Here.
Yes.
This is absolutely exciting. Like, I cannot wait for all of it. I can't wait for Rev to be a big sister, to see you go through pregnancy again and see how it is different or similar, like how the whole experience is. Ash is going to take us all along with it. And I just, I don't know. It's so incredible and exciting. And now you all know the big secret. Like, I feel relieved that people know. Thank God. What a relief.
So when they hear this is next Tuesday. So I will be like 8.5 weeks or something when you hear this.
Right. Yep.
So still early, but I feel good. And also Erica made me feel like she gave me peace about it too. We talked about I asked her about this specific pregnancy and stuff. So,
cause it's so nerve wracking. Yeah. So like, it's just the first trimester is all of it is nerve wracking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. You know what else is nerve wracking?
Tell me.
Well, I feel like crazy stressed in the vitamin aisle like when I'm trying to figure out how do I support my body at like a cellular level? What the hell do I do?
It is
overwhelmed.
So hard.
There's so many options. How do I know what to take?
Yeah.
Well,
Care of's
got your back. If
they're going to make it easy for you to find out what you need specifically to be your healthiest.
Yeah. You just take this online quiz. It asks you about your diet, health goals, lifestyle choices. It takes like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it spits out this personal, scientifically backed vitamin and supplement recommendation for you. And then you can choose like, do I want to add anything to this? Any other things that you know that you normally like to take? You want to add or take anything away? I just changed mine so that I now get a prenatal through them.
Ooh, yeah. Smart.
So yeah, you can also adjust it as you see fit or as your, you know, lifestyle changes, which is super easy.
Yeah. Care of, they keep it easy. They make sure that you know what you're putting into your body comes from the best sources, backed by honest guidance and transparency. It's all available to you on their website. They also have, I didn't know this, vegan and vegetarian options, which is cool. I feel like that's probably really important to a lot of people listening.
Yes. And I also didn't know, I'm just reading. So they come in these cute little personalized packs. We've talked about that before with your name on them. And they look like they're plastic, which is kind of like a bummer because plastic's the devil. Right. But it says the individually wrapped vitamin packets are now made from compostable plant-based film that meet the same safety standards as the vitamins that they put inside them. So that's kind of badass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
it's compostable.
I love those little individualized packets and I love them even more now. Yeah. Right?
Super convenient.
Because Care of is so thoughtful. They're thinking about you. They're helping us out. And they're thinking about planet Earth as well. And they're thinking about our new SIP Squad member. They are helping you take care of yourself and the future.
Yeah, they're offering you 25% off your first Care of order. You just have to go to takecareof.com and enter SIP as your promo code.
That's 25% off your first Care of order. Go to takecareof.com and enter SIP. S-I-P.
Boom. Boom shakalaka. All right, call. I hear we've got somebody needing us.
I hear
we've got a few people that are needing our two sips.
We have people who need us. I feel like I have to turn this back on and off.
Yeah.
Because this is, wait for it.
Boom. There it is.
Yeah. That segment can't start without that sound. Am I right?
No, it needs right? You're absolutely right. Yes.
This is my favorite segment, I think, that we do. So you guys know you can email us at youcansipwithus@gmail.com. You can always slip into our Insta DMs. Or is it slide?
That sounded very sexual. Yes.
Whoa. How else can you contact us? You can call us and leave us a voicemail. In our Instagram bio, there's a phone icon. You just call that. Always goes right to our voicemail. But call us, email us, Instagram message us with anything that you would like our two sips on. It could be a predicament that you're in, a random question, life advice. But I siphoned through quite a few of these and I picked four that we're going to weigh in on, Ash.
I'm excited. It's been a while since we've done this.
I hope you're ready to really. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Hello, Ashley and Colleen. I'm currently on a walk with my daughter using your podcast as my personal development for the day, but I have a question. So Taylor Swift was on the Ellen Show. I'm sure you both have seen it. And she basically said that she doesn't wash her legs in the shower. And when I watched that on her YouTube, I was like, that's weird that she doesn't wash her legs in the shower. Then the next time I showered, I realized I didn't wash my legs. I washed the top of my body and not the lower half of my body. So I need to know, is this a thing or did Taylor Swift just brainwash me into not thinking I need to wash the lower part of my legs? Do you guys wash your legs in the shower or only when you shave? Whew. This walk is a good one. All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.
That was the cutest voicemail. Also,
great question.
We talked about this on Patreon. Do you remember? We were like talking about showering and what we wash, because someone also said, like, have you ever washed behind your ears? And they're like, we never wash behind our ears. Mm-hmm. And then, like, oh my god, there was a pile up.
No, the back of your neck, not behind your ears. The back of your neck.
Back of your neck. So we've kind of talked.
I always wash behind my ears.
You do? Uh-huh. How? Like, what if you're not washing your hair?
Well, then I don't. But like, if I'm washing my hair, well, I don't know. No, then I think I kind of do. I still like rinse or like touch it. I don't know.
Yeah. I kind of scrape. I kind of get my hands wet and then I sort of like rub and scrape if I'm not washing my hair, you know? Yeah. But
wait, why did you just act so surprised when I said I do that?
Because you said
it sounds like you do it too. You're like, you do?
Well, no, but I don't really think about that as like, it's like when I'm washing my hair, it's like everything sudsed up and everything's wet.
Everything.
But if I'm not washing my hair, I do a scrub, but I don't really feel like that's a wash. Like it's hard, you know, if I'm not getting my hair wet.
Yeah, it's not like it's with soap.
It's a wet finger. It's not really like a scrub.
I'm fingering behind my ears.
Yeah. So I think we left it on Patreon where I was like, next time you shower, tell me if you wash your neck or your legs.
And so I do.
Now we're here. This is contrary. You wash your legs every time?
Oh, no. I mean the neck. I think I do.
Okay. So you wash your neck every time.
Well, sometimes it's just water. Again, I think I do. Here's the thing is I use a loofah. So I do pretty much wash my legs every time unless I shave my legs. If I shave my legs, I do not wash them in addition to shaving.
Right.
Because I feel like shaving exfoliates and takes off all the dead skin cells.
That's
anyway.
Better than a wash.
Yeah. But I give Revy a bath every day and I don't wash her legs because she's sitting in the bath water. Right. And it's like I put soap on. I used to try. I put soap on my hands and then I'm like trying. And then it just the second my hand touches the water when I'm going where her legs are in the water, it just washes off my hands.
Yeah.
So I just don't wash her legs every day. Sometimes she'll stand up and then I'll like try to quickly wash her legs, but I really only wash the parts of her body that are out of the water.
Okay. Do you wash your toes and your feet every time?
Yes.
You do? Like in between every toe?
Yeah. No, I don't ever wash in between my toes.
So then how do you wash
I wash the bottom of my feet.
So you wash?
Like I take a loofah and I'm like going around the top of my feet and bottom of my feet.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You don't?
No.
Do you use soap?
Yeah. No, I don't use soap. I actually don't shower.
No, I mean, like, do you use soap or like a loofah? Like, how do you, what's going on in your shower?
I have a body wash, right? And I have like a washcloth in the shower. Oh. So I don't really use a loofah.
Washcloth?
Yeah, I just use a washcloth. Is that weird?
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, Okay. Well,
I mean,
I
it feels weird to me.
I also use my hands.
I've tried to use washcloths and they just don't lather as well. So I don't like them.
Yeah. No, I sort of like, I feel like my skin really gets like, I don't know. It's how I do it.
And then it also, does it dry out?
No.
Wet all the time?
No, I switch it out regularly.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm switching out. And I also use my hands a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like lather it up. But I don't use a loofah.
What do you think what's the percentage here? I would say, oh, shit. Okay, how many people are on the planet?
Yeah, exactly. I got a couple billion. Yeah. But then.
Got a couple bill.
So did Taylor Swift straight up say she didn't? She says she didn't wash her legs.
Apparent? Whoa. Sorry, guys.
I can't remember if she said she did or didn't.
No, she said she didn't.
Unless she's shaving her legs.
She didn't say that.
Mm.
She just said she didn't. And I wonder if that's a thing because, you know, Taylor's legs are insured.
Right.
For like a mil.
Yeah.
So I wonder if she's just like, hey, I'm not touching these. They're perfect.
Yeah.
And in fact, if anything's wrong with them, I'll just file an insurance claim.
Yeah, she can do whatever she wants.
You know?
When I was showering the other night, I like was thinking about this randomly and I made sure I put soap in between all my toes and I can't remember the last time did that. Like I gave my feet a real good scrub. You know, and also it's like flip-flop
season. You know who does that for me?
Roka?
Pedicure.
Oh.
Pedicure people do that.
Yeah.
No, Roka doesn't lick my feet.
Yeah.
But pedicure. Revy does. Revy licks between my toes.
She does not.
No.
Could you imagine?
That would be so gross.
Hey, Rev, mommy needs her feet washed. Gross.
Whoa. Oh, gross. No, the pedicure, you know, I feel like they're really getting in there. They're like really cleaning that shit.
I feel like a lot of my time spent in the shower is really just standing and turning and staring yeah. And standing and turning.
Yeah.
And I definitely wash my face a lot longer than it needs to be washed in the shower. Like I'm like kind of just.
Oh, it feels so good.
I stand, I just splash water on my face, and I stand and I turn around and then I turn back. You know, I'm not spending a whole lot of time scrubbing.
What's your routine? You get in the shower. You're going to do the full meal deal. You're going to shave. You're going to wash your hair.
Yeah.
You're going to face, body, all the sitch.
Yeah.
What's your, like, what order do you go in?
So I go in, if I'm doing the slam dunk, like the works.
Slam dunk.
I go in and I get my hair wet. So I'm standing and getting my hair wet. Yeah. Then I do a two-part wash. I'm going to exfoliate my face next. Wherever, like I'm standing there and I'm just rubbing exfoliator on my face, right? Then I'm going to shampoo my hair. So I've got that going in a suds up top. Then as the shampoo's
sitting
while
the exfoliator's still on your face.
I may or may not have washed it off at that point.
It's
really fluid.
50-50. We don't
really,
know.
Really, really fluid. But while the shampoo is in, I'm going to shave armpits.
Oh.
I'm going to do the old shave. Then I wash the shampoo off. Okay. Then the conditioner goes in. And while that's sitting, I'm doing I'm putting cleanser on my face, right? And then I'm doing the full-blown body wash.
Yeah.
And then everything gets washed off.
Well, wait. So you've only shaved.
What did I miss?
When the shampoos, I thought you said you shave your arms. When do you shave your legs?
Oh, that's all. Shaving is one bucket while the shampoo's in.
I do all the shaving.
And then when the conditioner's in, I do the last part of my face and I do a full blown body wash. Like everything's getting washed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hose me down. Take me out of the shower. Is your order
Call
of events
good,
different?
Lube it up. It's a little different.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
It's a little different.
Tell me yours.
So I'll get in. I get in, get my hair wet first thing. So we're the same on that.
Yeah.
I put shampoo in next, usually. Then I don't let shampoo sit. I just rinse it out. So I just scrub, rinse it out. Then goes the conditioner. Then I like to let the conditioner sit. So then I take care of the business. I do all the shaving and I do like right side first. Usually I do like one leg underarms, other leg bikini. Like,
yeah,
you know, yeah, because the shaving cream ratio or whatever. Do that. Then I do the rinse. Then I will rinse out the conditioner. Then I'll wash my body. Then I will wash my face.
Wow. Wow.
Then I'm out moisturizing.
Yeah. Sounds like a good good little routine there.
There you have it, folks.
All right. Well, I think we covered this one pretty well. Next
pretty thorough.
This is from an anonymous. We got to keep this one anonymous.
Okay.
Here we go. Hey, Ash and Call, in need of your two sips. I'm a graduate student and rooming with my best friend. We both keep our circle small, and so naturally, she's one of my only close friends. However, lately, she's been bringing me down with her constant negativity. Mm. Whenever I get home to our apartment, I just feel negative vibes. She's always talking about how her 9-to-5 summer job sucks, her boyfriend is the worst, and she caught him talking to other girls when he was drunk. He just genuinely isn't always kind to her, and she hates on herself and her body constantly. Da-da-da-da-da. I miss the good times we had. We are both not known for calling each other out on our BS. How would you approach this? Thank you and love you guys.
Well, I approach it by calling people out on their BS. That's how I just live my life pretty much all the time.
That's for sure. Yeah.
So I would not, I mean, I would, I don't know. How I would approach it doesn't sound like how you would approach it. I would say something to her and just be point blank about it. Like, dude, you know, I don't know. I would just be pretty, you can be kind about it, but I think I would just call her out and ask what's going on. It sounds like maybe something's going on in her world. But the other thing that I will say is like, if she were to die, you'd be very sad. And sometimes we look at things like when you find what you're looking for. So if you're finding, if you're looking for the negativity, that's, you're going to find it because that's what you're looking for. But if you were to start looking for all the ways that she's still fun and positive, you would probably find that. Like, I remember when John and I were really going through it this year in February. February was the hardest month we've ever had in our marriage. I was so mean to him. And all I did was look for ways that he was a piece of shit. So that's all I found. And then when it started coming down to not sure if we were going to make it, he was potentially going to move out, I started thinking about all the things that I would miss, all the things that he does do and contribute to the house, and all the ways that he is good, because that's what I was looking for. So I think you generally find what you're looking for, but I also sounds like a conversation needs to be had, and maybe she's going through something and she needs to talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree completely. It's really easy to find the faults in other people, especially when you live with them. It is really easy to notice what your husband or roommate or whoever you're cohabitating with doesn't do. But take a minute and like walk through the house and think about the things that maybe from the other side, and not just chores or anything, but just living together. Like, even if you're just close with someone, like nobody throws a perfect game. It's really easy to point fingers in your whole life. Like, flip it around on yourself first, just to level it out a little bit before you go into a conversation. I would say that it is perfectly okay to tell her, like, I am impacted by your energy and we live together. And so I know you're going through some stuff that's really apparent, but I also am very sensitive and this isn't healthy for me. So we need to address this. And helping her like know that she's not alone and maybe being a source to talk to about these things and coming up with some sort of plan or something and helping her out. I don't know. It's not your responsibility to fix her life, but it is your responsibility to assert your needs to make sure that you're in a healthy living environment. So
100%. Yeah. Take care of you. And, you know, maybe in turn that helps her take care of her.
Ash, Ben is freaking out. He is demanding milk, man. So we're going to do one more. We're going to save the fourth one for the next time we record, or we'll take that one over to Patreon. So here's our last one for our two sips from Michelle. Hey, Michelle. She said, hello, ladies. First, love, love, love your pod. It's been such a great way to escape reality. So my husband and I are days away from expecting our first child. The past few weeks have been extremely hard on us. His mother, who's very possessive of him, came to visit, and then I found him friendly talking to a female coworker on Facebook. Of course, I went crazy. He's been talking more and more that maybe we need to divorce once the baby is here before he knows any different. I want the opposite. I have counseling set up in 10 days, but any advice on how to make this foundation stronger? Thanks. This is a dicey one, man. Very difficult situation. What's your two sips, Ash?
Very scary situation. I think you've also got a lot of hormones going on with the baby. Very stressful. So I can imagine you're freaking out. Okay. So yeah, I think, you know, again, I just mentioned what John and I were at, had that really difficult point. You need to have a sit down and ask, what do you need? I mean, he might honestly, as much as you don't feel like doing it, especially if you're 10 months pregnant, sex. I really do feel like that helps men feel bonded and connected. And but have a sit down talk, like, what do you need? Because I didn't really know what John needed. And I don't think he really knew what I needed. We were just doing our best, but our best wasn't really cutting it. So I think, I mean, especially bringing a baby into the world, that's about to change things and get hard. I mean, honestly, it's going to get harder. So I think you guys need to be very clear on what the other person, how you can be there for the other person. I also think it's really unfair of him to be saying that to you right now while you're this pregnant. So that, like, that's a big time bummer, and I'm not sure what you do about that. But I really think communication is the end all be all. I also know that if this is meant to work out where you are not together in the long run, that you will be okay and your baby will be okay. And oh God, I don't know. I don't know what to say, really. I'm rambling.
I will say, I'm worried for you, Michelle. And I'm worried for you because you're going to need support. I want you to take care of the marriage, relationship, all of that. I'd almost put a pin in that and just work it out once you are through the delivery and postpartum.
Yeah.
Because I don't know your husband, but from the sounds of it, I don't really feel like you're going to be getting optimal support in a time where you're really, 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 really going to need it. So I want you, if you're listening to this and haven't already gone into labor or not already in the postpartum, please, please, please make sure you have a close support system in place for the postpartum. Like if you have friends, family that can live with you, stay with you, help you, because you're going to need all of that, especially if you don't have a partner who is excited and involved and ready to help you. And then you have a whole lot to deal with. I mean, I don't think going to, if you go into labor, you're not really going to be able to go into counseling for quite a while.
No.
And you're just not going to be able to get out of the house. That just is what it is. And so maybe bringing, finding another way to do that, maybe whether it's virtual counseling or something like that, because that does need to be addressed. And Ashley's tips are great, but for the immediate term, like, just please make sure you have support, because I'm worried about you and I wish you nothing but the best. And I don't know, talking to other women, not excited about this big chapter in your life, talking about a divorce, like, I don't know. I want you to focus on you and taking care of yourself and taking care of your baby right now and making sure you have help.
Yeah. Go stay with your parents or something. If you can go stay with a friend and maybe give him that space, like, especially if he's not going to be there for you to help you. I cannot imagine post-birth trying, like, I don't know how single moms do it. I mean, they're absolute superheroes, but to Colleen's point, get support, maybe get out of there, and maybe the breathing room will help both of you kind of have some clarity on what you want, but your priority should be on you and on that baby and wherever you can do that in the most peaceful environment, because it's going to get stressful.
Yes. All right. Speaking of people who are helping us get rid of stress, Wander Beauty is made for real life women who are on the go. Freaking all their products are so amazing. They all feel like they all feel like products that give you way more than you're bargaining for. Like,
yeah,
like 2-for-1 multitasking, multi-purpose essentials that create a full look without having to pack your makeup bag full to the brim. They are essentials that are not only fewer, but they're better, high quality, just what you need, man.
It's it's like clean beauty, formulating all of their stuff with skin-loving ingredients. It's cruelty-free, mess-free, and stress-free. I love their foundation. It comes in like this tube with a wand. That is, I have been wearing the same foundation basically for years. It's the Bare Minerals Complexion Rescue Gel Cream. I'm obsessed with it. The Wander Beauty is what I've been putting on my face since I've gotten it. Like, and then there's a brush that's a dual-sided brush. It's like a kabuki, whatever. One side, and then it's like a flat little foundation brush on the other side. It's my favorite brush. I'm obsessed with it. That foundation alone is amazing. I love their concealer. Their lip gloss feels like butter. Like, I'm very surprised I had not heard of this company, and so grateful that finally I did, because it's bomb.
I've been using a lot of their, they have like this liquid eyeshadow that it's like a little glimmery, but still good for every day. It's not like a full blown Friday night, but you can intensify it and build on it.
I have
been loving it. And then they also have like face products for cleaning all that makeup off that I can't wait to use when I'm back to work and traveling on the road. But I love their face cleanser. They have like hair, they've got it all, you guys. And all their things. I don't think you can go wrong ordering any Wonder Beauty product. They are terrific. And they are hooking the Sip Squad up. You can get 20% off of your purchase at wonderbeauty.com/sip.
That's wonderbeauty.com/sip for 20% off. wonderbeauty.com/sip. All right.
Wonder Beauty gets it, man. Let's get into it. Okay, rant to me. What's going on?
Okay.
What are you pissed about?
So I'm not like a big time laundry person. John does the laundry. But I decided like I was throwing it all in one big pile. And then all of my whites were coming out. Like they just end up looking dirty over the years because they're just getting washed with dark. So then I started separating them, which that alone is a pain. But also now my whites are never getting clean because who is wearing enough whites that constitutes a full load more than once every like 3 months? Like,
right.
I have like just five items or something that I wear. So then it's like, okay, so I just wash a load of laundry with five items in it, or I deal with them just looking like dull and dirty and brown. You know, like, I don't understand. This is a lose-lose situation, this separation of, you know, whites and darks. I hate it.
Yeah.
Who's wearing enough whites to constitute a white load?
Yeah. Nobody. I don't. No, I run into the same thing every time.
What do you do?
Well, I throw it all into one thing as well.
You do?
I do, because basically—
And you get the dull whites?
The whites that I'm putting in are mostly socks. And then I got some tanks and I got some shirts. But the vast majority of my life is lived in color. And that's apparent every time I go to do my laundry.
Right.
And sometimes I just combine with Chris's, because Chris wears a lot of like white t-shirts, like under polos or under things.
He does.
So
he does.
But then he's very self-sufficient with his laundry. So I got to try and sneak in my stuff with his, or I just go and try and find things of his to wash. But it's a real problem. Yeah. And I'm right there with you.
It's to the point where I don't buy white clothes because I don't want the headache.
Yeah.
I don't want the headache of having to figure this out. And I like white clothes. So
we need better detergent.
If anyone has a solution, if anyone's got the detergent that's like, this keeps your white bright, your whites bright, and your colors true, and it doesn't make them
mix.
Wash
it all together. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
can you hit
need.
Us up?
Yeah.
Because I need it.
All right. Yeah. Here's my
What's
rant.
What's pissing you off?
I live in the city of donuts, right? Portland is known for their donuts. Yeah, totally.
Oh my God, I had no idea.
Voodoo.
Okay.
People like leave, you know, they got in the airport, they got the pink voodoo donut box. And like, I feel like that kind of set the thing. And then you got Pips and then you got Blue Star.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm a fan of Blue Star. For those of you who've been with us for a while, you saw us try donut places in Portland. We picked Blue Star as the passion fruit donut as our number one.
Top.
Mm-hmm. They put a Blue Star in down the street from me. Every time I've gone, my favorite donut from there besides passion fruit is the old fashioned buttermilk donut. It's amazing. They've been out of it every single time.
And oh, shit.
I just got to say, and I love you, Blue Star, but if you're charging $5 plus for a donut, like you got to run an operation that purrs like a kitten. And I think I went to another donut place here in Portland that was selling $5 donuts. And it's kind of just becoming a trend of this like trendy donut. We're going to charge $5 to $6 for a donut. And I think
that's so Portland.
I'm getting over it. I'm getting over it fast. Yeah. Today, I went down the street to Sesame Donuts, which is just the best.
Just your plain Jane.
Plain Jane. I paid like 50 cents for a donut or whatever it is, 75 cents. It was the best goddamn donut.
Oh my God. Really?
It was so good. And
I feel like it's so Portland though.
Yes.
Because you know how it's like, hey, did this chicken, like Portlandia, like did this chicken have a name? What was his mother like? And all this stuff. It's like everything. And they just elevate everything. Like we just do that in Portland. People pay, they're there for it. Like a $5 or $6 donut sounds outrageous.
Yeah. Even
especially
a $4 donut.
Oh yeah. It's no, because they should be a dollar. Yeah. It's crazy. Well, I'm glad at least Sesame Donuts came through today for you.
Yeah. I'm reverting back. I'm stopping this trend in its tracks. We need to like chill out. It's about time we get over these like really crazy expensive donuts, especially if they're not delivering on service and quantity.
Right, if they're not even going to be there.
Yeah.
You get excited. You're going to go. You think surely they'll have it this time because they've been out the last two.
Yeah.
And then surely they don't. And it's a letdown. And the continual letdown is not okay. And I'm pissed for you.
All right. Thank you. Rave.
My rave. So I just found out recently, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. So my aunt, the one that married us, Yes, Jen Crawford. You guys can Google her. She's hysterical. She's the best. Okay, so she was a star rugby player. Now, in my Crawford family, we're it's a very modest family. She was a star rugby player, and I have not really heard her speak about it. She played on the U.S. national rugby team, but I heard a couple years ago her wife say, oh, yeah, like if anyone knows anything about rugby and Jen Crawford walks in the room, they're like, whoa. Holy shit, that's Jen. Like, she's a celebrity. So famous. She is getting inducted into the Rugby Hall of Fame. There are 8 people being inducted, and they're 7 males, 1 female. I Googled her yesterday. She has her own Wikipedia page, and it says she was the all-time leading scorer at the time of retirement, and she is considered the finest female athlete North America has ever produced.
Whoa.
Is that not insane in Whoa. The sport of rugby? Is that not insane? And that's my freaking aunt, and I had no idea. So we were going to try to make it work, and we're like, the ceremony is July 26th, and we moved to Oregon August 1st. So I was like, I don't know if we can swing it. And then just today, we were talking last night, and I'm like, this is like major, major. We can't miss this. She's one of my favorites. You know, we can't miss this. So we decided, booked the tickets, going up there, going to celebrate. Hopefully she doesn't listen to this podcast because we were going to surprise her. But anyway, I just think it's so freaking cool. So I'm really excited to go celebrate her and make her feel special and just be in a room full of freaking Hall of Famers. That'll probably be my first and last time.
Kidding. I can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah. 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 So I'll share. All right. What's rocking your world?
So you're raving about a member of your family. I'm going to rave about one of mine. We, our oldest dog, his name is Cody. And we got Cody when we were in college. He's a rescue. He's like a shepherd mix. Smart. I'm calling it right now. Smartest dog we'll have ever owned. Man, he just is so smart. Cody is 15. I can't even believe it.
Wow. He's a big-ish dog.
Biggest dogs don't live like to 15. Cody's to 15. He's had 15 good years, man. He's still alive. Yeah. Everything's fine. Not going to be sad. But we're starting to get to the point where Cody's starting to have some not so good moments, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and we're watching it really closely because we don't want Cody to feel any ounce of pain, any embarrassment. We want him to have a good end of life. And, you know, it's hard. It's so hard. Like, when do you know, you know?
Right, right.
And because he definitely still has his mind.
Oh,
and he's just his body
still. Like,
that's
he's got
starting
his moments
to, yeah.
Yeah.
So we were getting really nervous because he wasn't even wanting to go up. We had like 3 stairs. You know, he's got like hips. His hips are really bothering him. And he hasn't wanted to go up like 3 stairs to go to the yard and back into the house. So we got him a ramp. And we were nervous at first because he did not want to go up this ramp, right? Mm-hmm. He just was like looking at it and then not knowing. And so we were picking him up and to go up the stairs. We were just nervous about it. Cody finally mastered this ramp. Like, not finally. It didn't take him long.
Yeah.
But he's flying up and down that thing now. And it's just so cool, like, to see him do that. And I've been giving Cody whatever he wants. Like, at this stage in his life, Cody gets whatever he wants. And I just am raving about him specifically and dogs in general. We don't deserve them. They are the best. And I'm just putting it out there now. I love you, Cody, man. And we're just striving for good days right now. We have an appointment for him tomorrow just to talk to the vet about, like, what are we looking for? When do we know? You know, because he's on, like, some pain pills right now and just managing through it. I don't know how much longer we have, if he's going to make it to the new house or not. So, Cody, you're the best, man. He's
we love you. Pour one out for Cody tonight, guys. He's the best.
Yes. So... All right. I'm going to go take care of Ben.
Get your little Benny Boo.
He's got a sip. So
he needs a sip.
We love you guys.
We love you. Thanks for listening. Rate, subscribe, review. Come check us out on Patreon. Tell a friend. Hit us up. Message us all the things. And you can sip with us always.
We love you.
We'll see you
next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Bye. Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast? We
sign me up.
Same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad-free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon.com. patreon.com/youcansipwithus, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCU.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.